Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Rose Wallen. He is with the USU Extension Office in Emory County. We've got a great beginner gardener class coming up on April 12th. It's going to be up at USU Eastern, and it's all about foodscaping. This is one of those things that a lot of people have started to do at home. You know, you don't want maybe a full-scale garden. You just want a few things here and there that you're going to use. Now, while we're not knocking a full-scale garden, these are things that you can plant that don't take up a lot of space, that kind of work in with everything else that you're planting around your home. And you know what? It's great because you've got your edibles in there with all of your other beautiful plants, and it just works. Ro, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this and get the particulars out of the way first. Once again, it's April 12th, correct?
April 12th, yes. It's on Wednesday evening.
And this is going to be up at USU Eastern in the Reeves Building, and that's Classroom 187.
Yes.
And you've been doing a few of these master or beginner gardener classes kind of throughout the last 2-3 months.
Yeah, getting
you?
People ready for spring. So we usually do one a month.
And the beginner's gardener class, we've talked with you and we've talked with Steve about it. The beginner's gardener class is great for those that maybe don't want to put in the full amount of time that it takes to do the master gardener class. But you said that there are people that take the master gardener class that take this one as well, aren't there?
Sure. There are people that are really excited about gardening, so they'll do everything.
And especially the way that things have kind of gone out this year, I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that can't wait to get out and start doing these things.
I'm one of them. I'm ready to be outside, but I'm not sure we're quite there yet.
All right, so let's talk about this one, the Beginner's Gardener course coming up on the 12th, and it's all about foodscaping. Kind of take a moment and let's talk about that and explain it to the people.
Well, it's a really, really simple concept. It's just the idea of putting food crops or edible plants into your landscape. So you can put them, really just put them anywhere. They don't have to be segregated to their own vegetable patch, but just mixing them in with your landscape.
And so I guess let's talk about a few things. What are good, you know, foodscaping things that you can kind of put in with other, you know, like you said, your edible plants that you can put in with your other plants or just kind of have there that aren't going to take up a lot of space that kind of work in with everything?
Well, there's lots of things you can put, and I guess kind of where you're putting them makes a little bit of a difference. But you can plant herbs, you can plant things like there's some really beautiful kind of ornamental cabbages that you could throw in with your pots, your container gardens. Last year I put a bunch of kind of dwarf cherry tomato plants in with my container plantings, just as kind of some greenery on the side, and then you know, after a few months, I started getting cherry tomatoes. It was a lot of fun. But you can plant, there's beautiful, you know, berry bushes that you can mix in with your landscape and kind of treat them as an ornamental that happens to give you a little food as well.
And I guess, since you brought it up, let's talk about that for just a moment and tell me if I'm right or wrong in any of these things, because I'm not, you're the expert. That's why you're here. When it comes to things like different berries, now some berries require a lot of water, don't they?
Some of them do, but not all of them.
So those are probably not what we're looking for to put in with the other plants, or can you kind of segregate those and make it work?
The idea is you just try to mix things that have similar water requirements. So if you're doing it in a container, make sure that the whole container needs somewhat the same amount of water. So if it's going to be dry plants, you try to mix in things that will all need the same kind of thing.
Okay, so we're just kind of grouping things together and this works with this, and these kind of all have the same properties and need the same things, so that's what we're going to put together.
That's sort of the idea.
And that's what you're going to learn at this one.
Yeah.
So once again, this will start at 6 o'clock and go until 7:30. If people are interested in this course, want to be a part of it, what do they need to do?
They can find the information on our website or our Facebook page. You can go to Eventbrite and sign up there.
Okay.
Just show up.
Is there a fee for this?
It is a $5 fee to sign up.
So it's $5 for the one class. It's going to be a great evening of a lot of good information. And we talked before we came on that, you know, people are kind of starting to kind of push this direction when it comes to maybe more, not necessarily a full-blown garden, but maybe just small gardens, and like you said, herbs and tomatoes and those kinds of things. Are you seeing that more as a trend lately, or are we kind of coming to the point where it's starting to taper off a little bit?
I think people are people are interested in having things that are useful. So I've seen a big trend of people not wanting to do something strictly because it's ornamental, you know, whether that's flowers or shrubs. But if it's dual purpose and they can eat it, they seem to be more willing to invest some time and energy into it.
Okay, so once again, this is going on April 12th on the campus of USU Eastern in the Reeves Building, room 187. You can just show up. It's $5 for the class, or you can go on Eventbrite and sign up for this one. It's a beginner's gardener class put on by the USU Extension here, and it's all about foodscaping. Is this going to be kind of your last one for the season, or have you got another couple more planned?
We've got one more in May, and then we figure people will probably be outside.
And then it'll be time, hopefully.
Yes. Yeah.
As long as we don't get a freak snowstorm or something like that, right?
Right.
All right, Ro, thank you so much for coming over and chatting with us about this today. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.